All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. And last week was a struggle for me due to the fact that there have been some really good upsets so far in this NFL campaign. But you know what? That is basically to be expected because it's still the early stages of the season and teams are still figuring themselves out. But with that said, you know, we have some great games on tap here for week number 6. It got things started off on a right foot on Thursday as we had a good battle between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Carolina Panthers. And in the process, the Philadelphia Eagles are really beginning to assert themselves as a legit contender to win the NFC Championship. But who will be the other teams that will look the part of the contenders here in week number 6? We'll have to wait and see. But with that said, here are my picks for week number 6 in the NFL season. Now, tomorrow at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, you're going to have the Atlanta Falcons with a record of 3-1 hosting the 2-2 Miami Dolphins. Now, Atlanta comes into this game favored by 12.5 points, and they're also coming fresh off of their bye. Now, Atlanta entered their bye week on a sour note after they suffered a home loss at the hands of the Buffalo Bills. But you look at the Falcons, they had the bye week and it gave them an opportunity to get healthy. And you look at this Falcons offense led by quarterback Matt Ryan and, of course, one of the best wide receivers in the game, Julio Jones. They are going to be a matchup problem for this Dolphins defense. But right now, the biggest issue for Miami is their offense, as it has been stagnant at best under quarterback Jay Cutler. And I don't see it getting any better, especially going up against a fresh Falcons defense that will love to pin their ears back and come after Jay Cutler. I think Atlanta's defense will be able to force at least 2 turnovers in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take the Falcons at home by the score of 31-17. Now, it's a classic NFC North battle as you are going to have the 4-1 Green Bay Packers taking on the 3-2 Minnesota Vikings. And for the Pack, they had that big comeback victory over the Dallas Cowboys on the road last week, and they want to keep that momentum going for themselves. You look at Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, and what can you say? It's easy to say that he's playing the best football of his life, but it's been like that every year for the past several years for number 12. On the flip side, for the Minnesota Vikings, they are just trying to remain steadfast. They're dealing with a slew of injuries, and they have a tough task, even though that they are at home, to try to fend off those Packers. Minnesota always plays Green Bay tough, but the Packers will prevail by the score of 27-17. Now, at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, you're going to have the 2-2 New Orleans Saints taking on the 3-2 Detroit Lions. New Orleans had their bye week in week number 5, and, you know, they got the momentum going after starting the season 0-2. They won their last 2 contests. And for Saints quarterback Drew Brees, he's looking to keep that offensive flow going. But it's not simply about what the Saints have been able to do on offense, as defensively as well. They have really improved since the beginning of the season. You look at the Detroit Lions, they're an unpredictable team. You know, they're the cardiac kids of the NFL. They're going to play tough. They're going to play close games, whether they win or lose, every week. And that's the mindset of their head coach, Jim Caldwell, and quarterback Matthew Stafford. I think that the Lions will give the Saints all that they can handle, but New Orleans is a tougher team at home, and thus I'm going to take the Saints by the score of 30-24. Now, it's the Hatfields and the McCoys of the National Football League, and I'm talking about the New England Patriots and the New York Jets. Both of these teams come into their Week 6 contest at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford with a record of 3-2. However, it's the Patriots who are favored by 9 on the road. And when these two teams get together, you simply throw the rule book out of the window. Now, for the Jets, it's been all about their defense under head coach Todd Bowles. And you look at the likes of Muhammad Wilkerson and Leonard Williams up front. I know that the Jets do have the two rookie safeties, and they will be tested by the best quarterback in the game in one Tom Brady and tight end Rob Gronkowski. Now, the biggest problem that has held New England back so far this year has been their inability on defense. Will this Patriots defense be able to get some flow going against a Jets offense, which is led by quarterback Josh McCown? We'll have to wait and see. Like I said before, the Jets always play the Patriots tough, and this will be no different. But I'm going to take New England on the road by the score of 27-20. Now, in Landover, Maryland, you are going to have the 2-2 Washington Redskins hosting the winless San Francisco 49ers. Washington comes into this game favored by 10.5 points. And yes, San Francisco is yet to lose a game. But if you look at their season so far, they have not been an easy out for their opponents. If you're Washington, you have to be scared about this game because you're a big favorite. And typically, Washington is one of those teams that tends to play down to their opponents. Now, you look at San Francisco, you look at their roster, and you really couldn't describe or like pick a lot of these guys out of a lineup if you needed to. But the bottom line is these guys go out there and scrap, fight, and claw on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis. And they're going to give the Redskins all that they can handle. But I'm still going to take Washington at home by the score of 27-23. Now, in Baltimore, you're going to have the 3-2 Ravens hosting the 1-4 Chicago Bears. Baltimore comes into this game favored by 6.5 points, and most people, myself included, expect them to cover. Why? Because you look at this Ravens defense, they've gotten their flow back, and they're going to look to pin their ears back and come after Bears rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, who is making just his second start in the NFL. I think that the defense will be the difference in this game for Baltimore. Thus, I'm going to take the Ravens at home by the score of 27-17. Now in Houston, you are going to have the 2-3 Texans hosting the winless Cleveland Browns. And Houston comes into this game favored by 9 points, in spite of the fact that they've lost their all-pro defensive end J.J. Watt for the season. But I think a big impact player for Houston in this contest will be rookie quarterback Deshaun Watson. Watson has shown that he is the real deal so far in the early stages of this 2017 season. And on top of that, the Cleveland Browns passed on Watson not once, but twice in the first round. So you look at it like this. This guy knows that he could have been an impact player and a franchise changer for the Browns, and they passed on him. And I guarantee you, he has not forgotten that. You look at the Cleveland Browns, and it simply continues to go wrong for this franchise, and I don't see it getting better anytime soon, especially on Sunday. Yes, I'm going to take the Texans at home by the score of 31-20. Now, out in the desert, you are going to have the 2-3 Arizona Cardinals hosting the 2-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And for the Cards, what can you say? They've been an up-and-down team, and they did acquire running back Adrian Peterson this week from the New Orleans Saints, but you really can't expect Peterson to come in right away and be an impact player for the Cards. On the flip side, for the Bucs, they are a young team that is beginning to figure it out. And if this Cardinals defense cannot find a way to slow down Bucs quarterback Jameis Winston, they are going to be in for a long afternoon. Thus, I'm going to take Tampa Bay on the road by the score of 30-23. Now, a real interesting game is set to take place tomorrow in Jacksonville, as you have the 3-2 Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the 3-2 Los Angeles Rams. Both of these teams have been perennial top five selectors in recent years in the NFL draft, and they are looking to change things up, as both of these teams are 3-2, and they're actually thinking about making the playoffs here in 2017. Both of them are splitting images of each other. They play defense. They run the football effectively, which takes a lot of pressure off of their young quarterbacks. I look at the running backs in this game. You have Leonard Fournette for the Jags, and of course you have Todd Gurley for the Rams. And both of these guys want to go out there and have a big game, because you always want to really assert yourself against the top players at your position. And this is going to be a good old-fashioned SEC battle. I mean, Todd Gurley went to Georgia, and of course, Leonard Fournette went to LSU. And I'll tell you like this. This game is going to come down to field position, and it's going to come down to who turns the ball over, who protects the football, rather, and who makes the most out of their opportunities in the red zone. And whoever wins that time of possession battle because they are running the football more effectively will win. I think this is going to be a good game, potentially the best game of the day. But I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars at home by the score of 32-23. Now, in the heartland, you're going to have the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs with a record of 5-0 taking on the 3-2 Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, Kansas City comes into this game favored by 3.5 points. And, of course, the last time that these two teams met, it was in the AFC divisional round in the postseason this past January, and the Steelers were able to go on the road and escape with a victory versus the Chiefs. The Chiefs have been rolling so far this season, while the Pittsburgh Steelers have been an enigma, and they simply cannot get out of their own way. The Steelers' biggest issue right now is their inability to stop the run, and they are going up against one of the better run teams in the NFL in the Kansas City Chiefs. However, if you watch the way that the Steelers have played in recent seasons, they tend to really get up for the big games against the best teams. And I think this is going to be telling of what the season is going to go like for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll tell you like this. Pittsburgh's backs are against the wall. They're 3-2. They don't want to lose another game in the standings because the Baltimore Ravens look like they are not going anywhere in the AFC North. And I think Pittsburgh is going to be up for the challenge to try to slow down Kansas City in this one. And this is going to be my upset pick of the week. I'm going to take the Steelers on the road by the score of 23-20. Now, at the Oakland Coliseum, you're going to have the 2-3 Raiders hosting the 1-4 Los Angeles Chargers. And after the Raiders won their first two contests of the season, they've lost their last three. And part of that is due to the fact that quarterback Derek Carr has been injured. It didn't look like Carr was going to be available for this contest, but according to head coach Jack Del Rio for the Raiders, Derek Carr will be available. And we know the type of difference maker that one Derek Carr can be under center for the Raiders. On the flip side for the Chargers, they were able to get their first victory of the season as they went on the road and defeated the New York Giants. And for quarterback Phillip Rivers, he simply has to cut down on the turnovers. And Rivers cuts down on the turnovers, this Chargers team, rather, has a good opportunity to win the game. They have a strong pass rush led by Joey Bosa. And you look at the fact of the talent that Rivers has to get the football to with the likes of young tight end Hunter Henry and, of course, rookie wide receiver Mike Williams. I think this is going to be a classic back-and-forth affair between the Raiders and Chargers. But I'm going to take Oakland at home by the score of 27-24. Now, it's going to be the winless New York Giants taking on the 3-1 Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football. Denver comes into this game favored by 11.5 points, and I think that's a little bit low. You look at the Giants, and what can you say about them right now? The wheels have fallen off. They lost their top four wide receivers last week, three of them for the season, and now Sterling Shepard won't be available for this contest of wide receiver either. Giants head coach Ben McAdoo decided to suspend veteran cornerback Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie. You look at this defense, they have not been up for the challenge like they were a year ago. The Giants can't run the football, and they're going up against a Denver Broncos team who is always difficult to defeat at home. And on top of that, you're asking veteran quarterback Eli Manning to try to slay the dragon as he goes up against one of the best pass rushes in the NFL, led by outside linebacker Von Miller. This game is going to get ugly early, and it's going to be a long flight back home for the Giants from the Rocky Mountains. Thus, I'm going to take Denver at home by the score of 34-13. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it's an AFC South showdown as you have the 2-3 Indianapolis Colts taking on the 2-3 Tennessee Titans. Now, of course, the Titans lost on the road last week versus the Miami Dolphins, and a lot of it was due to the injury to Marcus Mariota at quarterback as he was not available. Now, for the Colts, they've been trying to hang in there. It has not been pretty. You know, they're trying to bide their time until their quarterback, Andrew Luck, gets healthy. But at the same time, they have been a different team away from home as they have yet to get a win this season. I think for the Titans, they played hard last week on the road against the Dolphins, but they just simply have to find a way to get back to their running game. That is what makes them, and that is their bread and butter. And you look at this Titans defense under defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau, they are flying around to the football, and I think that is going to make life tough for this Colts defense. The ability for Tennessee to run the football and their ability to stop people defensively will be the difference in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take the Titans at home by the score of 30-20. And with that said, folks, those are my picks for week number 6 in the NFL season. As always, I want to take this time out to thank all of you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. You can check me out tomorrow night on blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 6 in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is also an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed all of the fun and excitement here in 2017, you can catch the Cyclones beginning in June of 2018 down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn, for their home games. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.